And think for yourself what it would be like to go through life absolutely perfect, with no flaws, no blemishes. Every single thing you do is absolutely perfect.
Such a perfect specimen.
It's a perfect night for mystery and horror. The air itself is filled with monsters.
Perfect.
Hi, welcome back to the Perfect Podcast. We have an update for you. I am Lisa's supportive husband, Ken. L.A. Kessler, a.k.a. Lisa Kessler, is here. Hello.
Hello.
First question right out of the box is, the last time we talked, and it's been a while, the second book in the Genesis trilogy, of which Perfect was first, is called Flawed, and it was due out about now, but it's been pushed back, which probably means Tainted, which is the third book, has also been pushed back. So what's going on?
Well, the universe put an amazing illustrator into my path, and suddenly I am bringing my practical tarot book and deck into reality. So it's going to be on Kickstarter October 1st to October 31st. So I hope everyone will run back it. The cards are gorgeous, and the book will teach you how to read tarot intuitively so that you don't have to try and memorize all 78 cards. And so that's taken up a lot of bandwidth for me. So I've had to shift my publishing schedule around. And so now Flawed will be out in March, and Tainted will be out in September of next year. So March of 2023 and September of 2023. And then the Genesis trilogy will be complete.
And the Practical Tarot thing is on Kickstarter starting October 1st. How do people find that?
Well, you can go on Kickstarter and just search for Practical Tarot. You can already follow it now. It's live up there for following, for upcoming soon. And also, if you follow me on social media, all of my link trees and my bios all have the link to get to Kickstarter. So
there.
So I hope you follow it.
Now, this new Practical Tarot thing, and I apologize for calling it a thing, but it's a deck and a book, and depending on when the Kickstarter goes live, you'll see what else is there. But this kind of ties into something else new that you're working on. You have a new website that you just launched, and that is?
Oh, metaphysicalmanifesting.net. And I've always done tarot readings for people, and I have clients who come back over and over, but I expanded that this year so that now it's more of metaphysical coaching to help you manifest the, you know, big dreams that you've got. And so I'm really excited about it. I instantly had some clients, and they've been doing amazing things. So I'm really eager to continue growing that as well. So everyone is welcome to go check it out. It's at metaphysicalmanifesting.net. You can find out all the different offerings there. That's also where you can sign up for tarot readings if you just want a quick reading. But if you would like to work on manifesting things and not losing steam and actually getting an extra push for that law of attraction to kind of supercharge it a little bit, hit me up, because my clients are doing amazing things and I would love to help you achieve your dreams also.
So this is kind of like a manifesting coach, like a life coach, but for manifesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Using metaphysical tools. So, you know, we get messages from angels and tarot cards, and as well as, you know, breaking big dreams into small chunks. And I also meditate on their behalf to try and get more energy out to the universe that this is what they want. And it's been going great so far.
And because I have access to certain spoilers about things that you're working on, I know that there's more going on than what you've mentioned that has pushed the perfect sequels back some, because you just finished a book, the last book in your pirate series, The Sentinels of Savannah. Mm-hmm. Without spoiling anything more than what I've already spoiled, what can you tell us about that, and when will everybody be able to get it?
Well, hopefully I'm editing the ending, so it is finished, but hopefully I'll have it into my publisher this week. And then it takes them a few months to actually put the book out. So it will probably be out in March or April. And so I'm very excited about that. It's very bittersweet because this was my grandmother's favorite series, because she was born in 1922 in Savannah. And so that was her hometown. So she loved reading those books. So it's been a little bit bittersweet to say goodbye to the Immortal Pirate crew. I feel like I'm telling her goodbye again. And so, but I'm really happy with how it turned out, and I hope that everyone enjoys learning all the secrets, because this is Captain Flynn's book, so everything will be revealed.
And for those who have not been following along with The Sentinels of Savannah, are there other books in the series they need to read first, or can they start with this one?
Well, you can start with the last book, but I hope that you would be intrigued enough to go back to the beginning. The first book is Magnolia Mystic, and there's 8 books in the series, so it's not like you have to go super far back. It's an 8 book series, and this is the final 8th book.
For anybody who's just finding out about this series, what's it about?
It is, if you've ever been to Savannah, Georgia, it was a big pirate port back in the 1700s. You can still see the pirate tunnels in the Pirate Inn restaurant. And anyway, I've been there a few times, and I always wanted to write a pirate book, but I wanted it to be set in contemporary times, not historical. And finally, the idea came to me that, what if some of the pirates from the 1700s were still alive in Savannah? What if they found immortality? But I didn't want them to be vampires either, so it took a while. But anyway, in the first book, you discover that their final plunder was the Holy Grail. And so they all took a drink, and they've been alive since the 1700s, and they all still live in Savannah, and they have regular businesses now. But anyway, it's been a really fun series. That now they steal for the federal government. They steal paranormal items. It's kind of like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. meets Pirates of the Caribbean. So super fun, lots of adventure, and they all fall in love too.
Nice. And since the last book is still, well, depending when you're listening to this, we're recording it in the middle of September, so it could still be 5 or 6 months away. You have plenty of time to read the first 7 books.
That's right. They're all out for binge reading.
Now, I also, because I have access, I know that you're getting ready to start another book in another series.
I am. I'm about to start the second book in the Salem Pack series. So that series just started this year with Wolf's Witch, and I am about to start Wolf's Woman, which will be book 2 in that series.
Any idea when that will be out? I know it's hard to say because you haven't started writing it yet. Ballpark.
It's already up for it's up for pre-order to come out in January, but top secret between you and me, I'm going to try to get it out to everyone in November, but we'll see how that goes, because my editor has to try to squeeze it through early, and I haven't written it yet, but it should write really fast because I'm dying to write it. So usually when I'm aching to write something, it writes pretty quick, so I'm hoping it will be done and turned in by the middle of October. And if my editor can make it happen, we will have it out in November. Otherwise, it will be out in January. It's up for pre-order now for January.
So as I mentioned, we're recording this in the middle of September. So between now and the time Flawed comes out, you have, and let me know if I'm missing any, you have Practical Tarot, you have The Wolf's Woman, you have Captain Flynn's book, the final book in the Sentinels of Savannah series, and then Flawed. Am I missing anything between all of those?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I think I might be, because I heard a rumor, which totally came from you, that you had an idea for a Christmas novella.
Oh, that's true. I wasn't even thinking about that. Yes, but this one will not be published and out like the others. This one I want to write for my patrons on Patreon. So if you are aching for your werewolf holiday novella for Christmas, join my Patreon. It's patreon.com/Lisa Kessler, and you'll be able to read it as I write it. They should have, my plan is that they will get 2 chapters a week out of me, and they will even be able to, I'm going to give them a couple choices along the way of how they would like to see it go, and promises on that, on whether I take it, their suggestion or not. But I want them to feel like they were involved in that one. So anyway, it's going to be a fun experiment, and it will be published on Patreon exclusively this fall.
And speaking of Patreon, for your patrons, they also get a new, is it a short story every month? Is that what you would call
it?
It's not quite a novella.
Yeah.
A new short story every month, and they get to sort of help you write it.
Well, they get to pick which characters the story is going to be about. So so they get 12 exclusive short stories every year. And then the year after, I bundle them. So eventually you'll be able to read them if you're not on my Patreon. But anyway, if you want to know what happens after the Happily Ever After, you got to join the Patreon, and you'll get to nominate which characters and then vote. And then I write that short story every month.
So there's Practical Tarot, there's Wolf's Woman, there's the Christmas novella, there's Captain Flynn's book, and then Flawed. So there's plenty going on. I kind of wanted to point all that out, because I know as a fan, when there's a book I'm looking forward to and it's supposed to come out and then it gets pushed back, I want to know why. So I thought maybe doing another podcast to explain that it's not because you're just hanging out at the beach relaxing and you'll get to it whenever. It's that you have a whole bunch of other things. Because besides all the ones I mentioned, there's also the short story every month for your patrons. So you're kind of... All right. So since this is the perfect podcast, we should circle back to that. The book Perfect is out, ebook, paperback, now available in all the places that you buy those things, right?
Mm-hmm.
The second book, Flawed, is still on the way, and it's now due out in March.
Yep.
Sorry. And then, if everything goes according to your plan, Tainted will be out about a year from now.
Yeah, it'll be out in September of 2023.
Okay. Are either of the other two Genesis books available for pre-order yet?
Yes, they both are. Amazon, though, you can only pre-order Flawed, but soon Tainted will be back up for pre-order. But on all the other vendors, both books, you can pre-order them now.
And what's
and I have news about Perfect.
What's that?
Well, number one UK and international bestseller, Peter James, who writes amazing thrillers, and now one of his thriller series has been turned into a TV show over in the UK. He read Perfect and sent me an email with a cool cover quote, which is now on the books. He said it was heartbreaking and heart-stopping. This is one compelling roller coaster ride. So I was thrilled to get that from him. That was really made my day. So anyway, so definitely, if you haven't read Perfect yet, give it a whirl.
Wow. So what's the best way for people to keep up with you as Lisa Kessler or as L.A. Kessler?
I'm pretty much everywhere, even on TikTok, although I'm super dorky on TikTok. But you can find me on Twitter and Facebook under Lisa Kessler Writer, and on Instagram, LDY Disney. And I'm LDY Disney on Twitter also, and on TikTok. And where else am I? L.A. Kessler does have her own Goodreads page also. So you can find me on there, both under Lisa Kessler and L.A. Kessler.
You can also find out more about pretty much everything we've talked about, plus info on Lisa's Patreon, on her newsletter, on her Book Lights podcast, all of that stuff on her website, authorlisakessler.com. Thought I would mention that too, because I'm the supportive husband. Anything else that you want to add? You think anybody
No,
should
I
know?
Think that's it.
Okay. Well, thanks everybody for listening to this update episode of The Perfect Podcast. And you never know when another one's going to come along. So make sure you hit that subscribe button and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
It's a perfect crime.
It's not a perfect crime, but it's a good crime. Perfect. And it'd be perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect. Perfect.
Perfect. Perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect. Perfect. Perfect. Perfect.
Everything's perfect.
Perfect. Perfect. And perfect.
Perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect.
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 Perfect. Perfect.